Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. Our guest is Dan Dennehy, who is chairman of the National and the New York State Immigration Committees for the Ancient Order of Hibernians in America, Inc. Let me add to that, that he is our correspondent and watchdog for what is and what has been and the ongoing issue of immigration reform. First of all, Chairman Dan, you're very welcome.
How you doing, Adrian? Good talking to you.
Yeah. On very short notice, you got word and got to head up a round table discussion, at the headquarters of Manhattan of local 32BJSIEU in Manhattan to discuss immigration reform, especially, and this happened, by the way, over the weekend, so the event took place on Monday, especially the H.R. 15, which is the immigration reform bill that would indeed not only will it help reduce the nation's deficit by $1 trillion, if you can figure out what kind of money that is. You'd have to write it down. I get it wrong each time. But it would secure the borders, protect workers, provide the path to citizenship. And this was chaired by House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. What brought that about, Dan?
Well, I tell you, you know, first of all, it was my honor to be a guest at that roundtable. 32B&J is the union that I got my start as a working person in New York City. I was hired as an elevator operator, and my first job was under Local 32, so it was definitely like a homecoming.
Right.
And John Egan, who's a member of 32, who I met and was introduced to at a meeting at the Irish Consulate that I think you may have been at about immigration.
Yes,
that was facilitated
indeed.
By Noel Kilkenny. That introduction there led to the invitation to get a group of people together from the Irish community and meet with other ethnic groups, a vast gathering of other labor
ethnic
union people,
yeah.
And Nancy Pelosi and Joe Crowley and Gerald Nadler. So three of the leading Congress people, certainly two of them from New York, and the first female speaker, the first Italian-American speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi.
Now, it is, and we've all been, up and down several roads, and I think that it is significant to say that that the House Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi, was not only aware but loud in her praise of the Irish community at large and indeed of the persistence of the Irish in terms of getting this bill to the floor. I think that it wasn't a by the way. It was very much maybe some would say an overdue observation, but that was.
It was her opener. It was her main point, and she focused on the Irish contributions to immigration reform. Having Consul General Noel Kilkenny there, she started by recognizing Noel and the role of the Irish government, and particularly the Taoiseach, this St. Patrick's season.
Prime Minister of
every
Ireland
event
and Kenny,
that I met in the Kenny at, he was very specific that his purpose this time around was to demand from legislators in the United States that they keep their promises. And, you know, a lot of people have talked about immigration reform. Well, you know, this time around, the Taoiseach focused, and Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, said that luncheon in D.C. is normally platitudes and greetings and talks about budgets and stuff like that. Kenny went in, and got right to the point and said that this has to happen. And she recognized that directness and that clarity and the dignified way that the Irish are approaching their needs on immigration reform with their legislators. So it was absolutely her point in pointing out how other groups should follow our lead on that kind of stuff.
Now, we could and briefly double back on the reality. The reality of the matter is that the House Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi, filed a discharge petition to bring the H.R. 15 to the floor, which actually requires at least 218 House members to sign on. So far, the petition has 171 signatures, leaving it about 47 short. What, first of all, can you explain to us what is a discharge petition and what would it mean for the H.R. 15 bill?
Well, it was explained on that day that the discharge position is a way to bring to the floor a bill that has not been brought up by the Speaker. And see, Speaker Boehner has not brought H.R. 15 up, and he has said that immigration is not going to happen this year, and then he says that it might happen this year. More recently, as late as this week, he said that it could. So this is not an often used method of bringing focus on a bill, and the minority leader Pelosi said that it is possible that they can get 218 votes by getting some people to cross the hall. Now, the problem with that is that there's been a lot of reasons why the Republicans members haven't signed on to these bills. One is a Democratic bill, and the other is that they were waiting for leadership. So obviously, if the Speaker of the House is the leader of the GOP, members of the House, they're waiting to follow his lead. So this is a mechanism, a device to give some of them an opportunity to say this is important to them as well.
The bottom line on this bill is that is actually this bill, which, you know, would legalize and give a path to citizenship, is actually being stalled by one person. There's only one person actually standing in the way here, and that is, you know, the Speaker of the House, you know, John Boehner. His flip-flopping is something that, you know, that's not the worst thing in the world, because it seems like he must be getting a lot of pressure from somewhere. Say, no, it's on again, it's off again, no, it's not going to happen, well, it could happen, whatever. Let's just move to, say, our own Congressman Joe Crowley's reaction Speaker, and for that matter, Jerry Nadler.
Well, Jerry Nadler is a senior member of Congress, and Joe was also recognized for his leadership in the House on the Democratic side. But Jerry specifically Gerald Nadler was talking about the fact that nothing is coming out of the House. And nothing is coming out of the House because the GOP does not want to go into committee with the Senate on anything because they're afraid that the Senate will bring 744, which is the past Senate bill on immigration, to them, and they would be forced to address immigration. And you're correct. If Speaker Boehner tomorrow said, all right, enough of my people are safely out of the situation where they could be primaried, there's no threat to their seats as congressmen, let's talk about immigration. It is known that many Republicans have said that they would support immigration. So what this is this motion is an opportunity to force him to address immigration. And like you say, I mean, he's changed several times his position on when and if immigration reform is going to go on the docket.
Now, this charge petition, this hasn't been used actually that much, but is it something that will force the bill to the floor?
Well, what it'll do, if it doesn't have enough votes, it will highlight the legislators who promised that they were going to support immigration reform,
mm-hmm.
and ask them why they're not supporting it. You know, it's very difficult to give a promise to somebody and then have them have your words exactly on what you were willing to do, come back and
mm-hmm.
You know, you're not doing what you said you were going to do. For example, this situation with primary. There are some conservative people that would be dead set against any immigration reform, and if a legislator was, say, to support that, they would run against that legislator. That was one of the reasons. And we were given by three senior congresspeople all the reasons that the GOP have used in a row for not supporting immigration reform, one after the other, the chronology of it. And the last one is, well, you know, we don't want to be primaried. So if you take this motion and you say, well, okay, you're out of your situation where you're not going to be primaried, just in safe harbor, why not now? That's a very good question, and I think that this gives an opportunity to ask that question.
It also indeed gives an opportunity, I think, to that you could call this realistically, you know, the last shot before we head into, you know, the elections coming up in the fall of this year. So it's a great it's an opportunity to stand up and be counted, and I think that recognition that you know, that the Irish lobbying groups. And, you know, obviously with the Ancient Order of Hibernians, the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform, the many Irish immigration centres that, and I'm sure I'd be leaving some out, but there is a cohesive, the Irish Apostolate, there is a cohesive effort at this point, which it seems like we're kind of not giving up on this. We are there to the fore, and it would be fantastic if that pressure can be kept up. It's going to, a lot can or must happen during this month, really.
That's correct. If I may, first of all, I want to give you an idea of the microcosm that we had there. In 3 days, we assembled the representatives of the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform.
Right.
The president, Sean McNeil, of the Irish Business
Organization, yeah.
The incoming president of the Emerald Guild, Mike O'Reilly,
mm-hmm.
John Egan from Local 32 BNJ,
right.
Siobhan Dennehy, the immediate past president of the Coalition of Irish Immigration Centers, the Consul General of New York, which was definitely something
yeah.
that I'm very proud of his full support, and that of the Ambassador of Ireland, and the Ancient Order of Hibernians, the oldest and largest Irish Catholic organization in America. And, you know, our coalition, our committee that works together in D.C., of ILR, the Ancient Order of Hibernians,
right.
the Chicago Celts, the Irish Apostolates, okay, and individuals, the lobbyists like Manus Cooney. These people have shown what we can do for our community. And what we need to do as New Yorkers and people in New Jersey right now is call up Peter King and Grimm and Hannah and Gibson, the six GOP members in New York, and then the seven or eight in Jersey and Connecticut. There's a different scenario there because it's far more of a Democratic
right. okay.
majority. And say, listen, you got an opportunity here. You've said that you were going to do it. Let's do it.
Okay. I mean, we without beating it into the ground, we haven't given up. the fight continues, and I know that a lot of people who listen to this program, and a lot of people who maybe think that it's all over, and we're talking about after the election, not by a long shot. Dan Dennehy, again. Dan, who is the national chairman and the New York State chairman of the Ancient Order of Hibernians in America and their immigration committees. Thank you for keeping us up to date.
It's always a pleasure. I send regards to the men and lady of the AOH, to yourself and your listening, your very loyal listeners, and I appreciate the opportunity anytime to talk to you.
Thank you. Okay, Dan Dennehy, friends, and you are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.